This is God and Autobiography, the podcast, a dramatic adaptation of the book God and Autobiography as Told to a Philosopher by Jerry L. Martin. He was a lifelong agnostic, but one day he had an occasion to pray. To his vast surprise, God answered in words. Being a philosopher, he had a lot of questions, and God had a lot to tell him. Episode 40.
Let's go back to the Atman of God. That's the level of God that endures beyond different worlds.
Lord, can I communicate directly with the Atman or soul of God?
You know already that this is a misplaced question. The soul, Atman of God, is incarnated in me. There are not two of us, only one.
I think I see. Myself is my Atman incarnated. You, as God of this world, are the incarnation of you as God beyond this world. Is that right, Lord?
Basically correct.
The next time I prayed, I was told not to ask questions, but to go into the Atman of God. I doubted I could do it, but I closed my eyes, withdrew into an inner peace, going deeper and deeper. Here are my notes about the experience. Feels first like a dispassionate center, very quiet, sober, presiding over and surrounded by whirling masses like vast pinwheel shapes of rotating clouds or stars. Feel a quietly, slowly pulsing energy. Not sure if it emanates from the divine Atman or if it is background noise from the worlds. The divine Atman feels very impersonal. Not like an inanimate thing, but like a very impersonal person. Not cold, but without much texture or definition. No traits of personality, no emotional states other than sober seriousness. No striving or worry. Caring only in the sense of being responsible and what we would call professional. It doesn't feel fractured, doesn't seem to lack anything. It is a bit like a telos. I thought of Aristotle's unmoved mover. Lord, I was speaking to the Atman of God, or God beyond God. Lord, I had the sense that I should ask what you were and are before, behind, and beyond the God of this world.
The Atman of God is passionless, but has a kind of love, beneficence, benignness. From where I, the Atman of God, stand, I see this God of your world, myself, emerging, unfurling the new world. I smile like the parent of a newborn child. I know there's an adventure in store for the new God.
Do you, Atman of God, have a karma?
Yes, my karma, if we call it that, has to do with unfurling world after world, God after God, and tracing their steps, following their progress, sharing their burdens and hopes and sufferings.
So you go through all time, spinning out one world after another, one instantiation of God after another, and caring about them all.
Yes, though you have to remember that time is not what you suppose it to be. It would be just as accurate to say they are all happening simultaneously. This linear frame does not apply here.
Why do I need to know this?
Because this is the ultimate story, the ultimate meaning of it all.
It has to do with your karma?
Yes, in a sense, I have a project to complete.
What is the goal?
The goal is completeness, connectedness, to create the many and pull them back into the one.
Something like the richness or plentitude of being?
It has to do with complexity or texture. A real world is one with complexity, texture, denseness, particularity. There is no point just to an eternal Atman, by itself a simple, undifferentiated, unrelated point, difficult to distinguish from nothingness. That would be an unfulfilled world, as much as if the Creator had just created a single atom.
I am confused. Who cares whether there is density and so forth? How can that possibly matter? I expect the point of the world to be, in some sense, moral. Is the point just metaphysical? The contrast I had in mind was something like the difference between values and facts. I was asking whether the aim of the world is to achieve certain values or just a different set of factual characteristics.
The moral occurs within the metaphysical and is conditioned by it. The point of reality is to produce a complex integrated whole, suffused with spirit, reflecting a fully developed God.
When you say God, do you mean the Atman of God or God as present in a particular world?
Both. Each incarnation of God strives for wholeness in its world. I strive for wholeness in the totality of worlds. Achieving that integration completes me, completes my task.
Will it be finished, or does it just go on forever?
Remember that time is not as you suppose it. You could reframe the question as whether there is a finite number of worlds or an infinite number. For the God of each world, the task is finite and can be completed. For the totality of worlds, it is not finite, but simply gets richer and richer.
Isn't that pointless, then?
How would that make it pointless?
Well, it's like Sisyphus, rolling a stone up the slope, only to see it roll down again.
No, it is not the same stone. It is like a Beethoven who lives forever and writes one great symphony after another, never ending.
The next time I prayed, I was again asked to enter into God. In the usual quiet, still way, I did my best to do so. I recorded the experience. I looked at God from the standpoint of the Atman of God, saw God trying to communicate with human beings, whispering warnings, inspiring expressions like cave paintings and poetry, prompting behavior and insights, coaching people for the sake of individual spiritual development, frustrated by deaf ears. Also, the divine self growing and developing. And I thought, this all implies that human history is the story of man's hearing or not hearing, heeding or not heeding God's voice. He is like a director of deaf actors in a play. The experience continued. From the perspective of the Atman of God, our God is thrashing about, in some sense bounded and limited by and immersed in the material changing world. What is the attitude of the Atman of God? Serene, quiet, motionless, dispassionate, but loving in some sense, benign, well-wishing, interested in a disinterested way. Until now, God's story had been about the God we know in this world. It is a moral and spiritual drama in which we and God are the main characters, and God's interactions with us drive the action. Now, there is a further dimension, the Atman of God, the God of all worlds. Later, I asked, is the right question, why would the God beyond God enter or create the world?
Yes.
Haven't we answered that already? Something about needing the true grit of material reality?
No, that is not an answer to this question. The God beyond God enters or creates the world in order to find himself, herself, itself, to discover God's self as a person. This is analogous to why a human being's Atman enters the world, inhabits a person, or projects a person. There is an odd way in which prior to that, or rather without that, God and the Atman is nothing. You know yourself the odd emptiness of the Atman.
But now I'm getting queasy. It sounds as if God needs a voyage of self-discovery, and we are merely tools in that effort.
Think about what you're saying. Tools?
Let me put it less plaintively. God enters the world to be real and to develop to some completeness. We are not merely a means to that completeness. Interacting with us is part of the end itself, like two lovers finding one another.
Exactly.
Or like a mother raising children. It would be odd to say, oh, the children are merely tools for the mother to fulfill her motherhood. It's a mutual interaction and bond of affection through which both grow.
Yes.
Is the world then just sort of made up, like the grounds set aside for paintball? I thought you said, in the context of reincarnation, that we enter the world because a task actually needs doing.
Yes, worlds are more like necessary scripts. Dramas that absolutely must be enacted. This world is a necessary arena of action. Nothing happens unless God and you are real. That is, engaged with the real material world and engaged with evil and limitations in that world. This is the world that has come into being, and so we must be engaged with it. Just as if you were born an Armenian in 1900, you would be engaged in a particular set of historical struggles connected with that people in that time. This world is the world of your struggle and of mine. And we each have struggles in other worlds that are just as real and compelling and necessary.
Lord, I get the sense of the Atman of God, the God beyond God, being pulled into this world, into creating this world. The pull feels teleological, magnetic. Perhaps it is the force of love itself.
Yes.
I thought of Tillich's description of love as calling one another into being.
Yes.
Prior to creation, God is drawn into the pregnant nothingness.
Yes.
To make it into something.
Yes.
In a way, this is so simple. God creates the world in order to love it, and creates human beings as suitable objects of love or partners in love.
Yes, it is simple as well as complex. E equals mc square is simple as well as complex. The mechanics are much more complicated than you realize, but the purpose is not so hard to state. And love about sums it up. So the simple principle of the whole of reality is that God creates the world in order to love it, and people as partners in that love. Like Einstein's formula, everything else must be understood in relation to that. Love is the sum and substance of it all. It is starkly simple.
Then, Lord, the purpose of incarnation, of our entering the world, is to create the otherness that makes possible a person-to-person relation to God, not a merger relation.
Yes.
So mysticism is precisely wrong. Backward.
Don't get carried away.
Is there something the Atman of God is trying to do?
This is the level of being, where doing and being are not two separate acts. This, all that is going on with gods in the worlds, is all me. I do by being all this. Is the electron doing or being? Its activity is what it is. It is not one thing that then bestirs itself.
And what you are doing is moving toward fulfillment, integration.
Yes.
Why is there a world at all? Why aren't you integrated from the beginning?
There needs to be a world for there to be actuality. Imagine an Atman without an empirical self. Is that complete? Remember the need for complexity, density, texture, detail. Otherwise, I would just be an empty, still point, like the pronoun I, without the rest of the sentence, a hydrogen atom in a vacuum. As a consequence, there needs to be a process. There's no density without resistance, traction, friction. It is that grip that defines reality.
I asked the Atman of God, do you also have a story? Am I supposed to tell your story or just the story of the God of this world?
They're the same story. Remember, God is the Atman of God and vice versa. They are not two persons, any more than you and your Atman are two different people. One is the self as it exists in the world, and the other is the self that stands behind the self in the world. The empirical self suffers pain and disappointment. The Atman does not, except in the sense that it is rooting for its empirical self.
I think I see what you mean. The God of this world is, you might say, you in action, you embodied in a world, you at work, mending the world. I can see how the earthly God has a story, since the world certainly has a chronology. But standing outside all worlds, how can you have a story?
The larger story is the totality of the individual stories. Just as for the parent of several children or the coach of several players, there is a combined story. To me, they, the worlds, are part of one story, the story of the universe's becoming whole.
Still, I thought, it is our God who has a story in this world, and that is the story that matters to you and me. Thank you for listening to God and Autobiography, the podcast. The words of God are spoken by Jerry L. Martin, who heard the voice. He can be reached at godandautobiography.com. The narration and dialogue of Mr. Martin are spoken by Scott Langdon, who also edited, mixed, and engineered this episode. He can be reached at thescottlangdon.com. You can read the original true story in the book from which this podcast was adapted, God, An Autobiography as Told to a Philosopher by Jerry L. Martin. Available now at Amazon.com and always at godandautobiography.com. Pick up your own copy today.